So, Cynthia, thank you very much for taking the time here. Obviously, like I was saying, it's the wild horse issue is one that's very close to home here in Park County and in the Bighorn Basin. We've got the Pryor Mountain herd. We've got the McCullough Peaks herd. Tell us about how the bill that you're working on is going to affect those particular herds and the management of those wild horses and burros in Wyoming.
And, you know, those wild horse herds are fabulous, and I'm not opposed to the presence of wild horses where they are now. But the problem is the bill would expand their habitat, and it would protect their numbers to the exclusion of plants and native species, even those that are on the endangered list. And it would also expand their habitat and create single-species sanctuaries, horse-only sanctuaries. What we know in Wyoming, of course, Wendy, is that we can manage horses and native species and livestock all on the same range through sound management practices. So for Easterners to sponsor legislation that affects Westerners and to do it in a way that is not indicative of an understanding of how multi-species are managed in the West is the problem.
Okay. So what are some of the improvements that you're working on marking up this bill?
Well, we did have a little bit of luck today in convincing them to do some evaluation of the effects on ecosystems, habitat, soil compaction, species, including plants and animals that are affected by these single-species horse-only sanctuaries, and to require some reporting by the BLM so we can better understand the effects of having more horses on more land and to the exclusion of other species.
Okay. All right. And so what is the next step for this bill?
The bill passed out of the Natural Resources Committee on basically a party line vote. And now we'll go to the floor of the House. There will be some other amendments, I suspect. If it passes the House, it will go to the Senate. I anticipate it'll run into a bumpy ride in the Senate. It is important, however, that we tried to improve it over here in the House. The bill is sponsored by the chairman of the Natural Resources Committee, which is the committee that the bill was in today. So that helps explain why the bill passed committee, even though it's got a lot of problems for those of us who are attempting to manage wild horses in the West.
How many of the people who are involved in the sponsorship of this bill and in creating this bill, how many of them actually are from states where wild horses roam?
No, and that is the exact problem. The prime sponsor, of course, is from West Virginia, so that is not an area where wild horses roam. One of the advocates was from Arizona, which is an area where wild horses roam. But the major impacts and the major opponents of the bill were representatives from Utah and, of course, myself from Wyoming. Some other members from other Western states also opposed the legislation.
Okay. All right. Anything else that's of concern that people would want to know about this?
There's a adjunct subject here, and that is that horse slaughter has been prohibited, and now the transportation of horses for slaughter is being considered for prohibition, which really creates problems for growing numbers of unwanted horses on ranges. But since people can't slaughter horses in the United States, and it is being attempted to make it illegal to transport horses for slaughter in Canada or Mexico, people are just turning domestic horses out on the range to fend for themselves along with wild horses. So it creates more problems for the range, more soil compaction problems, greater numbers, and starvation on behalf of some of those horses. It's just a lack of understanding of what happens when you limit people's options to deal with horses. So it requires us to spend a lot of time trying to educate our colleagues.
Absolutely. It seems like you guys do a lot of that.
Yes, we do.
All right. Well, that is wonderful. Thank you so much for 5 minutes today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Wendy.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.